So how's all this playing out on the campaign trail? Let's check in with NPR's Don Gagne and Scott Horsley. They're on the road with the candidates today. Scott, let's start with you. You're in Toledo following Senator McCain, and this news about the Obama campaign's fundraising numbers. How is Senator McCain addressing that?
Well, it's not something he's talking about on the stump. As he was interviewed earlier today by Fox News Sunday, he was asked if Obama was trying to buy the election, and he said that he wouldn't let that happen. Campaigning outside Columbus this morning, he really stuck to his standard stump speech, celebrating Joe the Plumber, his new campaign mascot, and a symbol of people who are concerned about tax increases under Barack Obama. And now we're in Toledo, close to the home of the real Joe the Plumber, Joe Wurzelbacher. Wurzelbacher himself is not here, though. He's in New York doing some talk show interviews.
So, Scott, also on Fox News today, Senator McCain talked about Colin Powell's endorsement of Obama. Is he addressing that at his campaign events today?
Senator McCain has not been talking about Colin Powell's endorsement on the campaign trail. He did say during that interview that he was not surprised by it, but some of the people in his audience today were surprised by it. I talked to a couple of veterans outside Columbus who were attending a McCain rally who had not yet heard that Colin Powell endorsed Barack Obama. They were quite surprised by the news. They said that they admired Colin Powell, that they thought that this would change some people's minds, but it wasn't changing their minds.
Don Gagne, you're with Senator Obama in Fayetteville, North Carolina. How did he talk about the endorsement from Colin Powell?
They insist that they did not know what Powell was going to say until he said it. That said, there's been talk for quite some time that Colin Powell would do this. At a rally here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Senator Obama said he is honored to have the benefit of Colin Powell's wisdom and counsel from time to time. He hopes that continues. He says he's deeply honored, deeply humbled to have his support. He also added this. Give a listen.
He knows, as we do, that this is a moment where we need to all come together as one nation. Young and old, rich and poor, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, Republican and Democrat.
They basically feel that Colin Powell spoke right to the core of what Barack Obama's campaign message has been from the beginning. So they're almost giddy today with this announcement.
And Don, to go back to the money, what is Obama saying about the McCain criticism that he's subverting the campaign finance system with these huge fundraising efforts?
Frankly, I can tell you they are very happy to have such a large fundraising cash advantage at this stage of the game. They can really buy up advertising and radio time like crazy and overwhelm the McCain campaign in terms of the on-air battle. But they also say that, listen, these are not fat cat donors. These are donations that average less than $100. It's people who haven't been a part of the process in this way in the past before, and they celebrate the fact that they're in now.
NPR's Don Gagne and Scott Horsley on the campaign trail. Thanks for speaking with us, guys.
Thank you.
Good to be with you, Jackie.